Alhamdulillah, we have amongst us a guest speaker by the name of Maulana Ilyas Samai. Inshallah, he will address us today from Berha. And we make dua, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to take benefit of his beautiful words of wisdom that he's going to give us today. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, inshallah. Ameen. Falyatafaddal.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Respected علماء, elders, brothers, sisters, beloved young ones, and honorable viewers and listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
First of all, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the greatest gift which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to humanity, which is the gift of Iman, the gift of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having given us the opportunity of coming together in the house of Allah on this glorious and auspicious and beautiful occasion of Jumu'ah. Jama'atul Muslimin, whenever we go anywhere and we are asked to address a community, then we start by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the gift of Iman. And very often I hear that people tell me that, you know, it's become sort of a little rhyme that one says at the beginning of an address. And I recall speaking to my beloved Ustaz, Hazrat Mufti Taha Karan, Rahimahullah wa radi anhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Grand Mufti of a high place in Jannah. And he said, Ilyas, if that is the only nasiha given, then subhanallah, the Jumu'ah was successful. Just to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the gift of Iman, that would be a completely successful Jumu'ah. And he then elaborated and explained why just the gratitude for Iman is such an important nasiha to share. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu. Oh, you who have Iman, start having Iman. Oh, you who already have Iman, start having Iman. Because the need for Iman and that strengthening of that Iman is something which is shared by all of us. There is none of us amongst us here who can say, Alhamdulillah, my Iman is at such a level that I do not need to increase it. Whether it be the Imam of Masjid al-Falah, or whether it be the Imam of the Haram in Mecca, or whether it be the Imam of the Haram in Medina, who's leading the Salat directly next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even that Imam's Iman needs to increase. Because it is a universal phenomenon that insan can never have perfect Iman. And therefore, the need to ask Allah ta'ala or to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this gift of Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. That if one shows gratitude, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. So what will Allah increase? Allah doesn't specify gratitude for which ni'mah and which ni'mah will be increased. Allah ta'ala makes a very broad statement. If one shows gratitude, Allah will increase. Hazrat Al-Qasim Muhammad Sima Rahmatullahi Alayhi wa Radhi Anhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Hazrat Mufti Sahib a very high place in Jannah. The principal of Darul Uloom Newcastle had a discussion with Hazrat Mullah quite a number of years ago on the issue of La in shakartum la zidannakum. And he said that whatever ni'mah it is that one thanks Allah Ta'ala for, that is the particular ni'mah which Allah Ta'ala will increase. Now, look into our own lives, each one answer themselves. I'm not going to answer for anybody else. I know my life, I don't know the next person's life. But the nature of insan is that we tend to turn to Allah when there's a need. But when there's no need, then we tend to forget to turn to Allah. And we turn to Allah for what we assume to be our needs, not what Allah Ta'ala has determined what our needs truly are. We turn to Allah when we are sickly because we need health. But we forget that sickness is a ni'mah. Health is a ni'mah, but sickness in itself is also a ni'mah. Because that's how Allah Ta'ala removes sin. So we turn to Allah when we are sick, oh Allah grant me health. Important. It's a very good dua. Because we need health, we need strength to perform our ibadah. But we forget that the opposite of that health, that sickness is itself a ni'mah as well. And we forget to thank Allah Ta'ala for that as well. We turn to Allah when there's nothing in the wallets. Because, oh Allah, we need increase in rizq. It's important. Islam is not anti-wealth. Islam is pro-wealth. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's own son-in-law, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radhiyallahu anhu, was known as Uthman al-Ghani, the wealthy one. Islam is pro-wealth. In fact, Islam is anti-poverty. And therefore we have zakah, fitrah, sadaqah, all the various avenues to remove poverty. But we make dua for wealth. But have you ever imagined that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua, Allahumma ahini miskina wa amitni miskina wa ahshurni yawm al-qiyamah fi zumratil masakin. Oh Allah, let me live the life of a pauper. Let me die the death of a pauper and raise me on the day of qiyamah in the company of the poor. So we make dua, oh Allah grant wealth. But we forget there is a flip side to the coin as well. Nabi Islam spent his time in the company of the poor. So we tend to turn to Allah when we have needs, such needs that we have identified as needs. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not necessarily identified those same things as needs. Study business economics, basic business economics at the high school level, then you come to know that there are certain things called wants and certain things called needs. So we have determined our wants to be needs today. And we have forgotten what the true needs are. So let me ask the question then, how many of us, and only answer ourselves, don't answer the person next to you, don't answer me, I'm not deserving of your answers. But how many of us have ever said, oh Allah, I thank you for the ni'mah of breathing, of fresh air. Just, Jamaat al-Muslimin, just ponder about this for a moment. How long can you survive without oxygen? Literally less than 10 minutes your body can cope without oxygen and then it collapses. So for something which is so essential in our lives, such as oxygen, how many of us have thanked Allah Ta'ala for that ni'mah? I can guarantee, because this is something that myself, I'm very negligent of. It's not something that comes to mind so often. And therefore we tend to be negligent in thanking Allah for the ni'mah of oxygen. How many of us, after eating, Alhamdulillah alladhi azhaba anni al-adha wa afani, isn't it? That's not the dua that we make after eating. That's dua that we make after coming out of the toilet. Alhamdulillah alladhi azhaba, alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. We thank Allah Ta'ala for the food. But how many of us have realized that of that food that's on that plate, only the amount that Allah Ta'ala decided should go into our bellies will reach our bellies? One can go to a buffet and all of the delicious foods are stacked in front of you. Allah Ta'ala has already preordained how much of that food will reach your belly. You can have 50 grains of rice on your spoon. If Allah Ta'ala has ordained that only 49 grains of that rice should reach your stomach, then only 49 will reach. How many of us have thanked Allah Ta'ala for the ni'mah of the way in which we eat? What Allah Ta'ala has decided to go into our bellies, what is in the cupboards, that's not your rizq. You know, you go into a lady's kitchen, then the lady has her stock in her cupboard. Some ladies shopping for a week, some for a month, whatever the case might be, but the stock is in the cupboard. But that's not your rizq. Your rizq is what Allah Ta'ala decides should go into you. And only that much. But how many of us are truly thanked Allah Ta'ala for our rizq? Because when we think of rizq, we think of the money in the pocket, we think of the money in the bank. But that's not the rizq. Until it is utilized for yourself, then that is the rizq. So my point is, we tend to thank Allah Ta'ala for things which we have identified to be needs. But we neglect to thank Allah for what the true needs are of insan. And that brings me to the beginning of what we started with. Thanking Allah Ta'ala for Iman. Because when we thank Allah Ta'ala for our wealth, Allah gave us an increase in that wealth. When we thank Allah Ta'ala for the food, Allah Ta'ala gave us more food. When we thank Allah Ta'ala for our health, Allah gave us strength. When we thank Allah Ta'ala for all of these gifts, Allah Ta'ala gave us an increase. But have we properly appreciated this great gift of Iman? Have we understood the value of Iman? A few years ago, I had to speak at UCT, at the university. And, you know, when people go to university, then they think it should be a very intellectual discussion and everything should be above par. And I went and I spoke on Iman. And afterwards, one of my colleagues came to me and he said, "Mullah, how can you go speak on Iman at university?" So I said, "Because it's needed there. It's needed here in Belhar where I live, and it's needed in the university as well. But we are so impressed with the degrees and the intelligentsia of the university that we forget, but Iman is required there as well. It doesn't matter who the person is. They are in need of Iman. And therefore it is so important for us to realize the value of this Iman in order for us to thank Allah Ta'ala for this Iman. Iman is such a gift which, if a person is wealthy but lacks Iman, then the poorest person who has Iman is valued much higher in the sight of Allah Ta'ala than the wealthy man. I would prefer dying of hunger while Iman is in my heart than dying with a full belly, but there's no Iman in my heart. Which one to you is more valuable? Filling the heart with the Iman or filling the belly with the luxuries of this world? We all know that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us that this dunya and whatever it contains is not equivalent to the wing of a mosquito. But we are all chasing this dunya as if it has so much value. But the Iman which we should be chasing, which is valued in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much effort are we making to chase that Iman? Consider our 5 daily salah. Set Jumu'ah aside, consider the jizr, 5 daily salah. It takes one approximately 1 hour to perform all 5 salahs, 10 minutes for each, and let's give and take another 10 minutes for the sunan and the witr. Which means out of the 24 hours per day, we utilize 1 hour for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is giving us 23 hours, which we can do something else with, 1 hour for Him. In that 23 hours, which we are in our work environment, we should be representing Islam in that work environment. If we are in our free time, then we should be representing Islam in our free time. Wherever we should be representing Islam. But 1 hour completely dedicated to Allah Ta'ala in such a way where there's no focus other than Allah Ta'ala. In your work environment, the focus is Allah and the employer, or Allah and the business, or Allah and something else. But that 1 hour, Allah is saying, is myself and myself alone. focused completely only on Allah. But then ask the question, and again, none of the questions I'm asking are meant for you to answer me. It's rhetorical questions, it's questions that you need to answer yourself. How many of us are performing our five times a day the salah where it's supposed to be done? The salah of a man is not at home. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if he had the permission, he would burn down the houses of people who do perform salah. Not that they are negligent of salah. They do perform their salah. But they wish to burn down their homes because the place for the salah of a man is not in his home. The place for the salah of a man is in the house of Allah, in the masjid. So now I ask the question, how many of us give that 1 hour per day dedicated to Allah? I'm not saying don't go work. I'm not saying don't go earn. I'm saying do all of those things, mashallah. And may Allah Ta'ala grant you such wealth that you can support the house of Allah everywhere. May Allah make you wealthy people and use that wealth in the correct ways. But what's the point of that wealth if one still cannot dedicate time to Allah Ta'ala? What's the point of owning an enormous business if you cannot through that business free up your time to spend in the house of Allah? Then did it have any benefit? The gift of Iman is something which we need to appreciate. And verbal appreciation is not what Allah Ta'ala requires. Saying shukriya Allah, shukriya Allah, shukriya Allah, shukriya Allah, that's one form of gratitude. But that's not what Allah Ta'ala demands from us. Allah demands us to obey Him. That's the gratitude that Allah wants from us. Obedience to His law. That's showing gratitude to Allah. So this gift of Iman is something which no matter who we are, whether we be healthy or sickly, whether we be wealthy or poor, whether we be whatever we are, we need to realize, we need to thank Allah Ta'ala for this gift of Iman. Because without this Iman, when we leave this world, what will be our end? Our end is not in this world. Our end will not be the janazah. Because I was a wealthy man, 100 people will attend my janazah. I'm a poor man, only 2 people will attend my janazah. That's not how success is determined. Success is determined by answering Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah and where Allah Ta'ala will send us, whether it be to the left side or to the right side. I don't like speaking about the punishment of Allah because I believe Allah Ta'ala to be the most merciful. So if I believe every single sin of insan, Allah Ta'ala can forgive. I'm not sure if this community is into these types of things. In my community, I like to challenge my community. I like to give homework, as they would say. Study the Quran and see in the Quran how often Allah Ta'ala mentions He is Rahman, Rahim, Ghaffar and Ghafoor. And then you study the Quran and see how often Allah Ta'ala uses the word He is Mu'adhib, Munakkil, Muntaqim. Study the Quran. Just Surah Fatiha, Ummul Quran, Allah mentions 4 times He is Rahman and Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. He mentions mercy 4 times just in Surah Fatiha alone. The rest of the Quran, I've personally went through the Quran, read the entire Quran just to count. The rest of the Quran, Allah mentions, I am the punisher only 4 times. In Surah Fatiha alone, He mentions, I'm the most merciful 4 times. In the entirety of the Quran, He mentions, I'm the punisher only 4 times. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions 646 times, I'm the most merciful and the most forgiving. So I don't like speaking the punishment of Allah because I believe Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. Allah will forgive us. Allah will show His mercy to us. But we need to be deserving of that mercy. Jamaat al-Muslimin, I come back to the initial point of departure, which is this gift of Iman is something which we need to thank Allah for. Allah Ta'ala says, La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you show gratitude, I will increase. And not only I will increase, but undoubtedly, without any shadow of doubt, I will increase. So imagine we thank Allah Ta'ala then for Iman. Does Allah go back on his promises? Inna Allah la yukhlifu wa'ada, inna Allah la yukhlifu mi'ad. Allah Ta'ala doesn't go back on his promises. Allah promises us that la in shakartum, if the thing comes from your side, you show gratitude, la azidannakum. MashaAllah, ask our ulama. This is ta'keed upon ta'keed upon ta'keed. There's not two ta'keeds, by the way. There's three ta'keeds. The lam at the beginning, the noon itself, and the tashdeed on the noon. It's triple emphasis. Allah's triply emphasizing the fact that He will definitely increase. Just picture, I'm telling you, if you show gratitude, I will definitely, definitely, definitely increase. If Allah Ta'ala says this, do we think Allah Ta'ala will go back on His word? Thank Allah for Iman. Allah will increase that Iman. And that is what this Ummah is so desperately in need of in this time as we are living in now. Jamaat al-Muslimina, I'll end off in the next few minutes, inshallah. I just want to show what happens if we don't appreciate Iman. The holiest lands in this world is where? Makkah and Medina. Makkah and Medina, the holiest lands in the world. In the year 2021, just a year and a half ago, the biggest music festival in the world took place in Riyadh, just around the corner from Kaaba al-Musharrafa, just around the corner from where our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam is buried. Because people prioritized the dunya over the deen. Dunya became more important than Iman. Now, I'm very critical of the Saudi monarchy. The people, mashallah, beautiful people, mashallah. The citizens of the Holy Lands, beautiful people, mashallah. May Allah reward all of them. Fantastic people, mashallah. But that monarchy was so-called wannabe corrupt monarchy. They have sold the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at what Allah ta'ala is doing to them. They don't even realize that they are losing the Iman because of what they are doing. That they can invite artists, music artists, to perform just around the corner of the Kaaba. If only they have realized that, thank Allah for Iman, then that Iman would drive them away from this. Hadith, just in case some of our ulama maybe, like the hadith is not considered to be sahih. The hadith is considered to be da'if, not shadid al-da'af. According to certain ulama, it is considered to be hasan. Clarify it now, because ulama tend to say afterwards, that is a weak hadith. Right, so let's clarify it now. Right, it is considered to be da'if, not shadid al-da'af. And according to some ulama, Suyuti and others, they say it is hasan. Nabi Islam says, Al-ghina'u yumbitu al-nifaq fil-qalbi, kama yumbitu al-ma'u al-zara'a. That music will create and will cause hypocrisy to bloom in the heart, as certain as it is that water will cause a plant to grow. Hypocrisy will be in that heart. And this is right around the corner from the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, because neglecting thanking Allah Ta'ala for this gift of Iman. The people who received the Holy Book, the people who received the greatest of messengers, and look what Allah Ta'ala is doing to them. Jamaat Muslimin, once again I appeal to you, as a brother speaking to my brothers and to my sisters. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخي ما يحب لنفسي. That I won't have true Iman until I desire for you what I desire for myself. Wallahi, my only desire for myself is the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Wallahi, that is what I desire for you. I desire much more for you, but you know what your needs are. I know our common need is that we need the mercy of Allah and we need the pleasure of Allah, and therefore that is my desire for you. Jamaat Muslimin, please realize that we need to thank Allah Ta'ala for this major gift called Iman. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say Jazakallah to Mawlana Ilyas Samai for the beautiful and inspirational message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a long life, a barakah and khair, success in this world and the year after, inshaAllah. Ameen, thumma ameen. Jamaat al-Muslimin, iman of more than 70 branches. The highest of it is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness there is none worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the lowest is to remove an obstacle or something harmful from the pathway. That is the lowest branch of iman. So imagine Jamaat al-Muslimin, if we walk on a pathway, we see a banana peel or we see something harmful and we don't remove it. What is our iman if we don't remove it? If that is already the lowest branch of iman, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our iman. Inshallah, ameen, thumma ameen.